Gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear your joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise, for you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. By your favor, do good to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices, in burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then young bulls will be offered on your altar. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for this morning that we can gather together before our day. And I just pray for your Holy Spirit to come and really speak to us, minister to us, Lord. Give us the strength. Give us such close intimacy with you today, God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we had a prayer meeting last night. And one of the things that we did that was really powerful was repentance. And I think some of the leaders, actually all the leaders, PSAM, Wandita, I think Pastor Bobby Connor as well, they were saying how we really need to be pure before the Lord, especially entering to this retreat. And there's a part of this psalm that has been speaking to me recently. But as I read through it again today, I felt that, oh, how fitting it is for us to go through this today before we go into the retreat, that we may come before the Lord and really consecrate ourselves, as PSAM said, and purify ourselves so that we will be in a position and readiness to receive what the Lord has for us. So this psalm basically was a psalm written by David after he had sinned with Bathsheba. And you can see how desperate he is. And of course, it was a great sin. And, you know, he goes into different parts. He first acknowledges his sin. And then he asks for purification. He consecrates himself. And he asks God for forgiveness, though he didn't deserve it. And of course, he move on later on for asking God to cleanse him. So I'm just going to go through this really quickly and then go through the part that really spoke to me. And he desires and asks God for his fellowship once again. And oftentimes, you know, whether it's big or small, a sin is a sin to the Lord. And we may feel that it's too big for God to come and cover us, or it's such a small thing, let's just forget about it. But I feel that it is important that we really allow the Lord to search our heart, as PSAM had said, you know, to allow the Lord to search our heart and see if there's any evil ways within us and that he may lead us into the everlasting. So I think at this point in David's life, he was desperate, and he was really allowing the Lord to search him and cleanse him. And then he goes down to the part where he says, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast away your spirit away from your presence. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. And every time I read this, I used to think, you know, I don't understand this. You know, I've been meditating on what is the joy? What is the joy of salvation? You know, and then I realized a little while ago I was watching this clip, and there were these people sharing their testimonies, and these things had happened to them a long time ago. But when they were sharing it, you can see that it's almost as if it just happened. They still had that tear that would fall of gratefulness and thankfulness. They still have this smile on their face of joy, of knowing that the Lord has completely accepted them and that they are good with God. And then I started thinking, I think I was like that. I remember being like that. But that was a long time ago. You know, when I first got saved, I was so happy. I was praying to God every day in my room and just crying out to Him and seeking His fellowship, repenting of my sins continually, every day, for a long time. I wanted to share Jesus with everyone. And then I'm like, oh, what happened? But what happened throughout the years? Something was gone. I mean, yes, we do mature and we do grow, but I believe the joy of His salvation is something that is supposed to be within us all the time, every single day of our lives. Yeah, indeed, after we're saved, we're saved. Yay, you know, we get a ticket to heaven. And, you know, if you seek, you can have a relationship with the Lord. But that joy is very special when you first came to know the Lord. That joy is a joy that no one can explain and say to you, this is the joy you experience. It is so personal in a way that is intimate, and you know that it was God who was doing something, and it was so powerful that it transforms us. And so I started questioning. I said, wow, God, I think I'm starting to understand this. I'm supposed to be carrying this remembrance of salvation all the time, and we do communion, of course, but how often do we really allow the Lord to bring us back to that joy? And it said, so after it says, you know, restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. And I was like, okay, so what is a willing spirit? And then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will be converted to you. So I was like, I always think that evangelism was a gift. Of course, the Lord says, go and, you know, preach my gospel to the ends of the earth. So I know that we are all commanded to do that. But there's this part of me where I think, oh my gosh, evangelism, it's so hard. Like, oh, how do I tell people? And, you know, what are you supposed to say? And, you know, do you go up to strangers and be like, do you know Jesus? You know? But I realize when you have the joy of your salvation, He will sustain you with a willing spirit, because at that point, the joy is so overwhelming that you are able, you have the courage and boldness to do that. Not only do you have to go and say, do you know Jesus? You know, just because of the joy, the gift of joy that is within you is changing you from within. People see it. You don't really even have to do anything. And people will see it. People will come to you, and sinners will be converted. You will have the ability to teach transgressors His way, because the Holy Spirit is within us. And at that point in your life, it's not like you're going to be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? All you're going to say maybe as simple as, you know, Jesus loves you and He died for your sins. Would you like to receive Him? Something so simple. And it will give you that strength. It will give you that ability to really move forward. Yeah, so I was meditating on this for a little while, and I personally realized that, oh, where have I been in this area? And not to say that I'm placing guilt on myself, but I really, really, really have been praying that the Lord will restore unto me the joy of his salvation because it is the most beautiful thing that I have ever received in my life. You know, it completely changed me for the rest of my life. I can never say I can go back to my old life because I'm transformed. And it only happened because of this. And I think, you know, the interesting thing is we were all here where David was. He may have been in the greatest sin of his life, the greatest mistake that he had done when he wrote this psalm, but we were all conceived in iniquity. And so when we came to the Lord and asked him for his help and salvation, we were all as bad as David. Yet he cleansed us. Yet he forgave us. Yet he purifies us. So, yeah, so I just felt like this is something that I really wanted to share, that we can go back to a place where we really ask the Lord, God, you know, restore unto me that joy. And how can you restore it to me? You know, David went forth and admitted his sins, repented of them, asked the Lord to purify him and cleanse him, even though he felt so unworthy of it. He understood that even though he was sinning against other people, but he was really sinning against the Lord, waving that rebellion and sin against him. So he was repenting to him and him alone. And he says, "A broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Yeah, so Janella, I would like to invite you up. Yeah, so I just want to take this day and take this time to really go before the Lord with a broken and contrite heart, that we would ready ourselves and allow him to search us again so that we will know if there is any iniquitous way in us, even thoughts, even minor things, actions, or if there are big things, even more so, that we need to take this time to really bring it before the Lord, that we will offer him a broken and a contrite heart, that we will not think that we've got it all together and that, oh yeah, it's okay, I'm going to go in and it's cool, whatever, I'll just do whatever, I'm good. You know, we're not good, and I don't want to be just good. I want to be great, I want to be awesome, I want to be amazing, and without the God element, I can't be. So let's just, yeah, take a moment to pray to the Lord and, yeah, ask him to convict us and ask him to restore unto us the joy of his salvation.
Spirit, come make us humble.
This morning we come to you in thanksgiving for everything that you have given us and continually offers us this altar where we can come before you and consecrate ourselves and make ourselves clean again before you because of your grace and your mercy, God. Joy is a gift from the Lord. And I pray that everyone will receive this gift from you, God. That joy of thy salvation, God, will fall upon us, God. And that we would have such a willing spirit, God, that we will overflow. It is just a byproduct of this salvation, this joy that you have given us, God. May we, from today onwards, always remember your goodness and your kindness, your forgiveness, your acceptance, your closeness to us, God. And that we may walk into this retreat and out of this retreat, remembering that and always moving with this willing spirit, that we may sing joyfully before you praises. Thank you for this gift of joy, God, the gift of strength as well, Lord, for it is our strength, Lord. So I pray, God, that we will really come, Lord, and just receive it as we surrender our transgressions before you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let's spend some time to pray for our church. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters or their families who are going through cancer and chemo and radiation therapy. Let's pray for God's healing to come into their lives. Let's pray for our church with members and loved ones who are ill and also need God's saving grace. Let's pray that the Lord will meet them and allow them to experience this joy when they come into the kingdom of God. So let's lift up our brothers and sisters and their loved ones. Let's lift up our church who are going through infirmities and sicknesses other than cancer. Let's pray God will meet them and take away infirmities from them. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters looking for jobs. Let's pray that there will be an opening of His door and only his door for them. Let's pray for our over our Thursday prayer focus. Let's pray for Singapore, SP Singapore. Let's lift up PSAM Kim, PNE and their family, and the whole church to God. Let's also pray for Indonesia. Let's pray for SPIN, Pisalamat Pimimi, and their whole family as well. Let's ask the Lord to continue His amazing work there. Let's lift up a prayer and healing ministry, which is IP, Well, and River. Let's pray that God will really anoint everyone that's serving in this ministry, and that there will be continued breakthrough, whether in prayers and healing or inner healing. Let's pray that His presence will be so real that all of us will be able to encounter Him in such a way that will transform lives. And our Noah's Ark SP Youth and SPU Ministry, let's pray for everyone that is serving in this ministry, that they will find new strength in the Lord, especially during this busy season where schedules are everywhere. And all the young ones will really encounter God in every single lesson that they go into, that God will be a friend to them. So let's lift up this education ministry. Let's pray that the Lord will continue to pour His heart out onto those that are serving in SP Lights and Homie Outreach, that they will catch the heart of God and they will move with that power and that compassion as they reach out to people of Hong Kong. Let's lift up the house churches that are meeting tonight, Elements and Olympic. Let's pray that they will have an awesome time of fellowship and prayer, and that they would be prepared to go to the retreat tonight. So let's lift up the house churches. Let's pray for our retreat, Noah's Ark programs, kids, teachers, and parents, volunteers, and the opening service tonight. Let's pray that, yeah, we are all excited and we are all ready to receive the word from the Lord, and that His presence, His Holy Spirit will fill this whole room up and just hover over each one of us, that we will encounter Him today, and that all the programs, all the logistics will run smoothly. We praise God for coming through with the buses. So let's pray that everything will go smoothly, going on the bus, out of the bus, into the borders, and everything. Yeah, let's really lift up our retreat. Thank you, God, for you are a God that is so big. You created the universe. You're a God who can move mountains, but yet you care for the details and you come down to our level and you minister to us. You love on us and you answer our prayers. You're here with us. You walk with us, God. I pray, God, that we will continue to allow you to walk with us, especially throughout this weekend. Let us grow in fellowship and intimacy with you, God. We love you so much, God, and we cannot do anything without you, God. So come, Lord, and teach us and lead us and guide us. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good morning, everyone.